Hello everybody, welcome back. If you're a returning subscriber, welcome back to this. If you're a new person and this is your first time on the channel, then welcome in general. This is just a short sort of discussion slash update, I suppose, on the state of Red Dead Redemption 2 online. Red Dead Redemption 2 as a base single player game was amazing. Obviously, as you've seen probably from video clips or other channels, the graphic content of the game is amazing. It looks gorgeous, obviously. The game storyline itself is good. I mean, I sort of pieced it off at the end because it felt long and dragged out. The single player was, in a sense, it was extremely good. Just the mission design was bad, I suppose. It was repetitive. It was always go here, shoot that, or slowly follow this other person on a horse, or even the boat mission. The boat mission, not the one where you gamble, obviously, but the one where you're just with Hosea and Dutch, where you're rowing a boat and fishing. That was possibly one of the most unique missions out there. And comparing that to Grand Theft Auto V, Rockstar's other game, there's a clear similarity between them. Obviously, you can't do stuff like plane missions or anything like that, but it's not exactly an innovative design. Particularly for me, I suppose the best instance of it was, I compare it to Grand Theft Auto, if I could pick one from Grand Theft Auto 5 to compare this game to, I'd compare it to the mission in the beginning of the game where you're playing as Franklin and you are chasing down, and in like this is sort of the base beginning version of the game, so like you're essentially working with Simeon, with Lamar, and you're chasing down someone to repossess their bike. It's when you first get the bike, and when they're running away from you, you can either, A, if you're not fast enough, they can run, hop over a fence, get on the bike and drive off, and you have to get in your car and follow behind them and shoot them or run into them, as I've done numerous times. Or what I ended up doing a lot of the times was taking my gun and shooting them. You could shoot them before they got to the bike, which would save you the whole chase section. There's also, I suppose, the issue of there's no differences in ways you can approach missions. Most modern games have multiple ways you can approach something. You can either go stealthy approach, you can go in through a guns blazing type approach, which you most likely do in Red Dead Redemption 2, but there's multiple approaches. I suppose the best example I could do of this would be Ghost Recon Wildlands, where you can be stealthy, guns blazing, you can attack from afar, or you could even do something like Hitman, where poisoning or pre-planning. There's no pre-planning. If you venture too far away from the group, you fail the mission. If you do something out of order, you fail the mission. You fail the mission if there's any sort of creativity in your design and you don't follow this linear particular path. And I understand that this is a linear game. You have to obviously do things that follow a certain storyline. It's just a lot of the way those missions play out obviously don't sort of promote that. They don't need to be there. You can attack an entire outpost with Dutch's gang and still have the outcome be the same. You can attack stealthily, go in stealthily, and plan your way out. But at the end of the day, let's say you're robbing a bank or a boat, you can get caught at the end because someone discovers a body. Or there's numerous ways and possibilities this could have played out, but they could have all at the very least ended with that same outcome to further the story. There's no player agency. There's no player choice. You don't feel like you have a part to play. You're someone watching Arthur Morgan's story play out, and by extent, John Marston's, if you're going back to Red Dead Redemption 1. But that's just single player. Overall, the single player is great. It's an amazing game. It looks amazing. The horses are nice. The guns, I mean, I understand the air is further away than what it is currently, so there's less variety, but there could have been a larger amount of guns, considering there's like what I'd say, if I'm being generous here, I'd say 16 guns. 16, that's what I'd say. So there could have been more variety in the guns, but overall everything works. The outfits and clothing look great. The story is great. The graphics are great. The music, sound design, everything is great about the game. Just the mission design is kind of terrible, for lack of a better term. It's just bad. But that's for Redemption 2 single player. A great game that people have waited years for, much like Kingdom Hearts 3, much like Final Fantasy 15. People waited generations for and ages for, and they finally got it. So, all in all, It's a good game. I've rated I would have rated it 9 or 9.5 out of 10. Not perfect, but absolutely great. But online severely dragged it down. It destroys that score of a 9 or 9.5 out of 10. But right now, this is just a single player review of the overall game, the story, things like that. So if you enjoyed this, hey, good for you, I guess. I don't know. If you didn't enjoy this, well, I apologize. I don't know why you sucked these 5 minutes or 6 minutes as we're going on now. But I do hope in the future these videos do improve to the point to where you may find this content somewhat enjoyable. If not, though, I apologize. Anyway, thank all of you for watching, and see you next time when I talk about Red Dead Redemption 2 Online. Red Dead Redemption 2 Online was released on October 29th to everyone, regardless of whether you purchased the Ultimate Edition, the Deluxe Edition, or the Standard Edition. It was released for PlayStation 4 with many exclusive features like the High Roller Revolver, the Arabian, which is in the Superior class, as well as multiple other things. However, the issue currently with Red Dead Redemption 2, being that it's currently April 22nd, is that about, say, 4 months after its release, which we're not going to count the initial month, nor anything leading up to December of that year, if we're just counting this month and this year, there haven't been many new content releases. The Gold Store, which is now just referred to as Microtransaction Store, that's operational, but that's been operational since the game's official release. Given that this is still a beta, as according to the tag on the actual product when you start it up, which says Red Dead Redemption 2 Online Beta, or Red Dead Online Beta, it doesn't exactly give the official impression that this is a beta, which many people have been saying for the past few months, given that the microtransaction store is already up and running and fully functional. However, it's the game itself that people have issue with. Grand Theft Auto Online came out many years ago and has been constantly getting updates throughout that time frame. Now, people were more lenient with Grand Theft Auto V, given that it was Rockstar's first main online game. Ever since, you know, Red Dead Redemption, the original, and Grand Theft Auto 4. This is a primary one which had a semblance of a story with the heists and everything else people were expecting. So people were more lenient with its shortcomings. That was updated over time. So when Red Dead Redemption 2 came out on October 29th, the online feature, I mean, people weren't going to be as lenient. They were lenient to a degree. The economy was terrible. Rockstar fixed that, and that's about it. They added two, three more game features, like Spoilers of War, but majority of them were either go to the center and grab a gun, much like the Battle Royale seen in Players Unknown Battlegrounds and Fortnite, along with Apex Legends, or carry this to the other team's base back and forth. Make It Count was in there from the beginning. You already had the deathmatch scenarios, Most Wanted, and these alternated within the series playlists, or Showdown series as they refer to, but that's not enough content. Considering they alternate at a consistent basis, you consistently get Make It Count, you consistently get Spoilers of War, you consistently get what Most Wanted. It's not enough content to keep people returning. The daily challenges were a nice touch, but many of them required you to actively attack other players. And if you're a casual, not even a casual, if it's just a player who wants to, you know, operate in your own section, you don't want to have to attack or go start battles with other groups or posses, if you're a player who simplistically wants to just play the game, do the Showdown series, it's the only combat you get into, and hunt, the daily challenges don't exactly, you know, incorporate that fact. I will say Grand Theft Auto V's daily challenges, daily objectives as they were called, were better. Steal a car, deliver one, sell a car, deliver a car to Simeon, something like that. You had the obviously participate in a race, but those were, you know, those were easy. They didn't require you to kill 6 players from a train or kill 3 players on horseback with a shotgun. It wasn't things that actively occurred in free roam. Think of
And the main thing about that is, let's say you get a daily challenge of saying kill X amount of players from horseback. In this showdown series, you don't get a horse. You can get a horse in some of them, but A, your life would be shot the moment you get on it. And B, it's pretty useless because there's so many things blocking your path. So the current state of the daily challenges are actively become a antagonist in the free roam session you're in. Kill players who are likely going to kill you over and over again when you're daily trying to just complete your daily challenges. And it's not exactly a bad thing to have daily challenges that encourage interaction between players, but that's a negative interaction people are actively trying to avoid with a system like the player blip icon or passive mode, which many people are wanting. It's not something that is beneficial to the general online community. The hunting ones, those are perfectly fine. The distance traveled on foot, the distance traveled on horses, those are fine. Distance swam, kind of weird, but fine. It's when you get to the main scenario, which is players don't feel like the free roam is interesting enough. You have stranger missions which barely pay out any interesting amount, any reasonable amount for the effort you put into it. Other players can grief you, which, if this were if this were 2014 with Grand Theft Auto V, people would still be pissed about that. Grand Theft Auto Online had its missions, which, if you would equate those to stranger missions because they were contact missions, you could do them by yourself. Kick everybody else out, complete it solo, that was fine. You get CEO import export missions and the other free roam quote unquote missions which other people couldn't interrupt you. But the difference is a contact mission maybe took you 30 to 15 minutes, you got a payout of 10 grand. Import export missions, after you bought a business for about $1 million, after you bought a warehouse for about another $1 million, the moment you bought a car, you took a car which is worth $100,000, fully upgraded it for about 2 grand or 1 grand, and then sold it for no, you upgraded it and sold it for about 100,000. It was worth the amount of time. Other players can get into it, but if you're in a solo session, you still have to deal with police or NPCs, and that was worth it because at the end of that long, arduous thing, you got a reasonable amount of money. I don't want to be chased and hunted by NPCs and other players in a free roam session for $10. That's not worth it. That's not worth the headache. That's not worth the time. Give me a mission which is separate from everybody else. Give me the option to complete these story missions, which frankly aren't that difficult in the online, by myself. Don't force me to work with other players. And it's not like the free roam and the other players you meet are often, similar in a sense that you don't speak to them. Half of them have their microphones on and just yell into them or have music playing in the background, so it's annoying to the other players. It's not a friendly environment. It's not worth it. I can understand if you gave me a story that was in the online, which my character did, and I got, steady rewards or something along the way. I'll take Simeon's car. Simeon in Grand Theft Auto Online, he bought you a car, he bought you insurance. But he constantly calls you throughout it saying, "Hey, you owe me," but whatever. You get a free horse, you get horse insurance. That's fine. You can pick a horse, right? Pick a horse and then you can pick the color of the horse, but you often don't really pay attention to that when you're first starting out. And that's it. Lester Madrazo. Ron, Lamar, Simeon, those are like the main people you meet. As you rank up, as you go up in rank, you meet these other people who give you better paying and more difficult missions. It actively made sense within the context of the world. But in Red Dead Redemption 2 Online, you have about, I'll generously say 10 missions. The difference is, if I want to be an honor roll player, which I do, I like being a good player. I don't want to kill other people for For no reason, I want to take the honorable route, because in the story mode, you got discounts. There's no point in the honor system now and online. But let's just say you wanted to be an honorable person regardless. You cannot complete the story because you are too honorable. There's a secondary path which requires you to be dishonorable to complete it. The same goes for dishonorable people. You have to have good honor, which makes no sense to put within a game where you give me an option to be honorable or dishonorable. Every mission seems to have a choice, which makes you choose. Do you want to go dishonorable option or honorable? There's no difference within the game itself. No one cares if you're honorable or dishonorable. The posses don't change. The law doesn't seem to care at all. But yet you require me to either go and slaughter 4 towns worth of people to bring my armor low enough to complete these arbitrary missions, which give me absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things because my money is still low. I get about $12 for doing it, barely any reasonable amount of experience when I could have done a showdown series and gotten the same amount of money and experience in a short amount of time. The only way to get through all of that without slaughtering a town is to pay for it. With money you don't have, because the story doesn't give you amounts of money. Then there's gold, which everything is ranked up super high. In Grand Theft Auto 5, which I don't like comparing so many things to another game or other online, which is why it's not getting compared to other online scenarios. But this is a Rockstar game, which is currently still being worked on. In Grand Theft Auto 5, the game said in the bottom left corner where the map was, hey, you ranked up, you unlocked a minigun or an RPG, these clothing items, this upgrade for your car. Right there in line forces you to go into a menu to unlock and look what you finally got. I'm level 6, so did I unlock a shirt, Belgian horse, a gun that you're never gonna use, and you can't afford. And it gives these treasure maps at each, you know, 5 level, like, you know, increments of 5. 5, 10, 15, 20, etc. And they give you about 100 gold and, you know, nothing worthwhile for, you know, $100 and maybe 10 gold. 0.10 gold is something you are never going to use. Nothing costs 0.10 gold. If you want something extremely low rank, it's going to cost you a full gold bar. Realistically, the issue with Red Dead Redemption 2 Online is the store. I have $700 from playing the Showdown series with the new update, which doubled basically the amount of money and gold you get. I'm sitting at $700 and 13 gold. There's a massive difference in what I can do with that gold versus that $700. You can't purchase property. Your camp is useless because it gets moved every 5 seconds. It costs $2 to place it down again, and a 75-cent upkeep for your stable with one horse. Mind you, you can't get any good horse until you're about level 60. There is no point in so many of the aspects of the game. These stranger missions are worthless. The honor system is worthless. The blip system, guess what? Even the players with blue blips will shoot you on sight occasionally. It's much like the blip system in Grand Theft Auto 5. Players' blips turn red if they become more aggressive. Well, guess what? Everyone in online was aggressive unless people in passive mode. But the people in passive mode got out of passive mode with the explicit intent of fucking your day up. There is nothing in free roam that is worth someone's time aside from going to buy clothes with gold bars, because guess what? All the good items cost gold bars. Going to buy guns, which everybody has, a Lancaster repeater, a shotgun, a Springfield or bolt action rifle. The guns are the same And to customize them is completely pointless because you need to utilize gold bars to do that. Once again, in Grand Theft Auto V, you could make a gun pink, gold, platinum, black, navy blue, gray, orange, yellow. There's a variety of colors you could utilize with money. Money that you could earn during heists. Money that you could earn by playing single player, by playing, you know, solo contact missions. Money you could earn by buying a business. Money you could and had many options to earn by yourself along with other people. I earned about $3 million using the import and export missions. And if not, I didn't want to do that. I could do contact missions, making 10 grand, slowly building up to that 1 million. It had other alternatives. I strived and built up fortunes for a business so I could have a passive income. And then still worked because I wanted to buy a fancy car. What do you have in Red Dead Redemption 2? A horse? Guess what? My Tennessee Walker is black with a white mane. My Tennessee Walker is no different in appearance to your Belgian, to your Shire, your Arabian, your thoroughbred, your Foxtrotter. You can't tell when something's better because the difference is in Grand Theft Auto, if you had a nice car, civilians, NPCs will look at it like nice car. They sometimes take pictures with it. But you could tell what a nice car looked like. Red Dead, you can't tell what a nice horse looks like. You can recognize an Arabian, but that's about it. There's nothing to strive for. My clothes don't look any different from other people's clothes because we can all buy it with a gold bar. My house, guess what? I don't have one. I have a camp. I can change the tent style of my camp with 400 gold. Guess what? No one cares because it's useless. No one goes to the camp. Give me a house. Give me a carriage. Give me something. Thing. Something tangible to work towards. You can't tell, this isn't a lifestyle thing where you can be spiritualistic. This is a Grand Theft Auto-esque situation where materials value, people value and look at you based on what you got. What level are you? What kind of clothes do you have? What gun do you have? What house? What horse? People want to see these things. And you can't show anybody this, even new players. What do you have to work for? I want to be high level, so you can do what? Buy a pamphlet. That's about it. You can buy a pamphlet. There's no point. The improved saddlebags, they don't give you custom outfit storage. They give you already pre-purchased. These cost 19 gold bars to buy. These cost $200 to buy pre-made Rockstar outfits. There are so many issues with the online, which make it a complete waste of time. Why do I currently play it then? I play the online because I hope. And this is something I didn't think I'd do with a Rockstar game, but I hope this game becomes like Destiny. Destiny 2 and 1. I hope they add features over time to make it a worthwhile experience. I'm not saying Destiny's perfect. It's not. But currently what I'm looking at with Red Dead Online is you had Grand Theft Auto Online. That was a good experience. We waited 3 years for heists, but guess what? The moment we got them, everyone was playing those heists. The Doomsday Heists, guess what? They were amazing. I bought everything for Doomsday Heists with microtransactions and by completing the challenges. That's another thing I missed. If you're gonna add something in this game, heists, which, you know, would work great. Add challenges. There was a challenge which I did with all my friends where we all played through it without dying. You got a large influx of cash for that, but it made the experience much more tense. We have to plan. Everyone has to work together cohesively as a unit because we are all affected if somebody dies, we are all affected by it. Red Dead Online has none of that. There's no challenges. There's no explicit terms you have to follow to earn more money. It's just, hey, you can wait for like the last 5 seconds of a mission to get like $5 more. What can that $5 buy? One can of pineapples. That's about it. I don't want to wait 3 years for a heist. Because Rockstar, you already have the heist in single player. You already have the heist in Grand Theft Auto Online. You have the formula to follow. You're messing it up though by putting microtransactions in so early. You're messing it up by putting all these unnecessary things in the game, or lack thereof. No one wants stupid carry explosives across. No one wants spoilers of war. No one wants these Battle Royale-esque game scenarios when there's nothing to do without them. I don't want to repeat these 8 times to earn a fraction of the amount of money I should be earning. I paid $60 for a game. We're not counting anything anyone else would have spent on microtransactions or a different edition. $60 base. Yet, at this point, if you didn't like the single player and you wanted the online, or if you bought it for online, or let's say you bought a subscription to an online service like PlayStation Plus or Xbox Live, to play this game, you wasted your money because there's nothing you can do. All my friends, we all got on and played Red Dead Online for a day. A day. We got on, we did 2 story missions, and then we got into a fight at the bar. We ran around, walked around, did nothing. No one could show off the horse. We met a player by fishing. That was it. And these with the same friends, in the same year, we all got on GTA. We started a battle with the entire server. We had fun, not with missions, because yeah, we did heists after that. We had fun though as a heist crew, as a Doomsday crew, as a squad just going around. We made our own things. Hey, jump off this building and see if you can land in the pool. Okay, we all did that until we got somewhere where we were happy. And with this current situation, you had double money in X, double money in Y. I have a business. Y'all want to help me out? No, I want to run my Coca Lab. Okay, you go over there. We'll meet up occasionally. Sometimes you didn't need a crew of 8. We had a crew of 4. That was still fun. Sometimes it was me and 1 other person. What do we do? Hey, you want to run around and start a war? Sure. Hey, you want to help my Coke Lab? Sure. How about this? We make a session. You go do your Coke stuff. I'll do my CEO stuff. And we'll just talk. And that's what we did for 3 hours. Just talking and earning money. What is there to do in Red Dead Online? And you can't say it's fun with friends, because Rockstar knows how to make something interesting in investing without friends. You can see that with her other onlines. And it's not saying that Red Dead Online should have been perfect, but they had the foundation made with Grand Theft Auto. You knew what players wanted. They made so much money with GTA through microtransactions. They could have done the exact same thing with Red Dead Redemption 2. They could have kept everything slowly going up in price, like they did in GTA. Mind you, I hated that. I never wanted to buy microtransactions. I never did. But the fact of the matter is, they could have done that. And if they had, it would have been a much better scenario. Boost up the prices. This is your newest game since GTA. Boost them up slowly. Don't have me work for 1 hour to 3 hours on end to afford a base gun. A standard gun. And don't make me rank up in the slowest way as possible. How much XP did you get for completing a mission in GTA Online? How much? 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Now counting the 50 you got for killing someone, Red Dead is 5 XP for shooting somebody in the head. Here's another 5 for killing them to begin with. You completed a mission, here's 100 XP. I need 1,013 at that 1,300 to go to level 8. That is from a showdown series. I can't level up if every mission I do barely gives me enough to rank up from 1 to 2. Let alone you get to the higher missions and to the higher levels where you're constantly going over and over and over. And after 3 days, you go to level 60. From 59.
There is no point in putting this stupidly low amount of experience gain when the result is the same. You want us to use gold bars to purchase things, but guess what? No one wants to use gold bars when we can't afford them to begin with. You either have to buy them through microtransactions or completely and constantly do daily challenges and repeat these stupid showdown series. It's not worth it. And that's the issue with Red Dead Online in its current state. It's just not worth playing. I get on for just to log on and get my gold bonus if I logged on during a certain time period. I do that with GTA sometimes. Hey, log in this week, each day this week, and earn about 250 grand. I did that, and then I left. There's no point in playing Red Dead Online. There's no content. There's no purpose. Your character looks retarded. And that's not even a bad thing. It actually looks worse. Because if you were to say, if you were to compare this to anything, you could make a terrible creation in GTA. But it was your creation. In Red Dead Online, your character has way more issues than you think. They look like they don't belong in the game. They look terrible. Half of them look Asian. You didn't want an Asian character, you just wanted a white guy. Guess what? Too bad. Your characters don't have a face. Their jaw blends in with their neck. They don't have a jawline, they have a neck. And it's not a worthwhile experience to constantly have to recreate a character, lose your valuables because you can't resell anything. It's not an experience that's worth it when you can look up and see, hey, this is what they made with GTA. Hey, Destiny's here. Hey, even Anthem. And that's saying something. I played Anthem for, 2 weeks? Occasionally get on and run around. But difference is, Anthem at least has something. I can color my javelin. My javelin looks no different from any other because there's only like 8 customization items, but I can color my javelin. The world is fun to explore because you can sometimes kill different things, get new powers, and you can fly. Guess what? That's another issue I actually have with this online scenario, which I guess sort of bleeds into the story. No, actually it doesn't. In Grand Theft Auto 5, if you were to be at the LSIA airport on one end of the map, and let's say you needed to get to Palito Bay or the airfield that people use for Trevor, or on the complete other side of the map, you had helicopters, you had jets, you had cars, you had taxi service, you get a ride, not by a friend, but no, you could pay $1,000 to get a ride from Meriwether or a luxury helicopter if you were CEO. You had options. And Red Dead Online, the map is bigger. It's shaped in some weird format because the it curves like an L, like a reversed L. You have Saint-Denis, Valentine, Blackwater, Strawberry, Tumbleweed and Armadillo. And it goes in such a weird format that you cannot sit here and just ride. Because if you sit around a road, guess what? You're liable to get shot by another player. You can't get taxi service there, but you can fast travel. But I don't want to pay $7 every time I want to do anything. There is no fun method of traveling. There's no fun method of transportation. Your horse is your only method of transportation. It's like saying, I see you want to get around here. Well, here's your first car. Use it until you have played for 100 hours. And then you can buy a slightly faster car. You can't get a boat. You can't get anything. You can get on a train. But the train, who knows where that would take you. It'll stop at a station for 5 minutes. And The map is big, but the map is too big. Online, you could have gradually started out in, let's say you started out in the Armadillo area, Tumbleweed section. You gradually could have expanded the online as you added more content. Keep the players in the Tumbleweed section, or even San Denis area, Lemoyne, New Hanover, anything, West Elizabeth. You could have kept everybody in one of these areas and gradually expanded outward onto the rest of the map as you update the game. Hey, all the players are stuck in West Elizabeth. Why? Because we need to put content. The rest of the game is boring. Because the issue right now is, if I get on my horse, if I see my objective is the other side of the map, I don't want to go there because it's a boring horse ride. There's nothing to get me there faster. If I get on my friend's horse, the horse goes slower, like a bike, but the difference is I can't do any stunts because my horse is going to flop over and die. It's not a good thing. It's just not fun. And I think that's the issue with Red Dead Online in its current state. It's not fun. It is a waste of so many opportunities that could have been made fun. The mission, the story, the game itself could have been better, but it seems like it's more of a waste than anything else. And I think that's the biggest disappointment out of all of this. It's a waste. And there's no other way I can describe the game and the time I spent in it. A waste.